This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Let's talk with Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys.
Now, I know we have a lot to get to on the football front, but I was just curious if you could take us back to Friday. It feels like, especially from a live event perspective, that the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight seemed to be a huge success. If you have anything to tell us about that, and also I'm curious, like, how does the bidding process for something like this even happen?
Well, of course, that's up to the promoters, and they make all the decisions on this, between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. They put it all together, and we provide the venue. The great news is they were very interested in doing it at AT&T, which is AT&T Stadium, which is, you know, why we ultimately did what we did with AT&T Stadium, is to attract unique events like this, and certainly exceeded all expectations in terms of the interest. And there was a lot of atmosphere, and, you know, of course, they weren't the only event. There was a fight like I've never seen right before that between
Serrano,
two great women fighters, and they put on quite the show. Now it was a battle of battles, and but there were great fights all evening, and I think everybody enjoyed themselves.
How did y'all know that it would transform from what seemed like kind of a joke at first to like an actual big time event that folks were really looking forward to? Because it definitely was.
Well, we sat, you know, that's what, you know, our guys do, is we all sit down and look at potentially what, you know, what the baseline is and that what it potentially could be. And they were walking us through it all. And, you know, we felt really good that it would be solid enough that it would be something great for our fans, our sponsors, our suite holders to, have the opportunity to have access to. And so it worked out great. And, of course, I don't think anyone expected it to hit the type of levels that it did, both from the standpoint of the attendance at the stadium as well as the viewership, understanding 60 million different people tuned in, and that didn't count the numbers of people, but 60 million access points, which, of course, was amazing. And I think it turned out to be a very unique and a special event.
I know y'all are especially invested in broader NFL issues as well. Do you have any concern about the Christmas Netflix games because of, while it was a huge success, Netflix, like from a technical standpoint, did have a lot of issues with that. Does that give you any pause about the Christmas games that'll be on Netflix?
You know, I think it's like anything. The great news is that's one of the reasons they were looking forward to it. We actually, of course, felt like the fight might go off last summer, but Mike Tyson had some significant health issues that he was able to overcome and bring it together this fall. But, you learn as you go here, and obviously the streaming that is going on in our country right now, as well as the world, growing at the breakneck speed it's growing, is very unique. But at the same time, backed by very strong people that want to see this success, and I know they'll do the things they need to do to continue to perfect it. And I thought they did a great job as it was. It did have challenges, but like anything, whether it's cellular service, whether it's anything, when you get into volumes, I know the first time we opened up AT&T Stadium, it wasn't perfect, but we worked and worked at it until we had it down to a point where all our fans would be satisfied with it. I know certainly that'll happen here in terms of the streaming aspects of this, and obviously we're expecting some really big numbers in terms of the viewership on Christmas Day. So but I know they're also motivated to make it right.
Stephen Jones joined us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, your home of the Dallas Cowboys. The CeeDee Lamb did pop up on the injury report over the weekend with the shoulder injury, and there was a back injury on the injury report. Do you expect him to be on the field tonight against Houston?
We feel really good about it, that he's going to be able to play tonight. Obviously, we'll get him out there this afternoon before the game and working through his last aspects of it. But right now, we feel good that he'll be able to play tonight.
How are you feeling about the configuration of the defensive backfield with Jordan Lewis being out? Obviously, you've got some younger players that have been trying to make their way out there. What's your confidence level, and what do you think the defensive backfield looks like without Jordan Lewis?
Well, we've had a good young group that's had their opportunities, to step up at different times this year, whether you're talking about a Butler, a Chemo, any of these guys, have been in training camps and been in competitive situations, and it's just one of the challenges you're faced with. The great news is, going into next week, we're getting ready to get what I think is a whole list of players back in terms of whether it's our cornerbacks, whether it's a Nealon, Bland, et cetera. These guys are right on the cusp of returning.
Is Tank in that group by chance?
Not yet. We didn't have expectations that Tank would be before Thanksgiving, and we'll know a whole lot more about him next week as well in terms of the exact timing, but I don't expect him to be back next week.
In what capacity, Stephen, are you kind of expecting or getting excited for seeing the trade acquisition, Jonathan Mingo, joining this team?
Well, he did a lot of great things this week. He certainly, if you've had the chance to go out to practice and watch him, he certainly looks the part, and he came right in like a pro would, and guy who's played in the league, and showed a lot of interesting skill sets that we don't have. Being 6'2", 220-plus pounds, you look out there and you almost think you're looking at a tight end. But he's a physical player. He certainly has got the speed. He's got good hands. And I know Mike and Shoddy are looking forward to ways, to get him the ball and use him. And now that we've acquired him, and see what he can bring to that receiving corps.
When Tyler Guyton missed the game against the Eagles because of injury, I think we all thought that Awesome Richards had a pretty solid outing for the Cowboys. Is Tyler Guyton good to go again, and is there any sort of like left tackle positional battle perhaps between those two?
Well, as you need them all to get through the season, and certainly Awesome's been a guy that has played good since training camp, and he's certainly in the mix there. He's also one of our versatile guys that can not only play tackle but play guard as well. So he brings a lot to the table there, and certainly a guy, that'll figure in as we work toward the back half of the season.
I just keep every week, Stephen, I kind of get, in a little awe of what DeMarvion Overshown is doing. And when you guys drafted him, I was a little like, okay, I'm not quite certain exactly where he fits, but I trusted what Dan Quinn could do. And then he comes in this year and he flashes on the field. His growth from when y'all drafted him to now, can you kind of talk a little bit about that journey for him?
Well, I think actually it started when he came from high school. He started as a safety at Texas and then made his way up. And, he's a football player, and the run hit factors, is blue chip as you get. I think the guy just has a nose for the ball. He's got, elite speed in terms of getting there. And then he just packs the run hit factor. He packs a hell of a punch on arrival. So he's got all the things that, in our mind, when we were looking at him as a draft pick, that make him a great linebacker. And he's certainly following that pathway, and really believe that he's got a chance to be one of the top defenders in this league. Certainly, at times last week, seeing him and Micah running around, their elite speed, I think, shows up and certainly gives opposing teams certainly something to think about. And as we get more and more healthy on that side of the ball, I think that'll even show up even more. But we're really thrilled what Demo's doing out there, Overshown's doing out there, and feel like, as we move forward, his air is only up, and he will only get better in terms of, what he can do, not only for the Cowboys, but what he can do in this league.
With the Texans obviously not being stationed too far away from Dallas and the season thus far being a struggle, is there any concern about tonight's game being perhaps sort of neutral in terms of fan makeup of Texans and Cowboys fans?
No, I mean, I understand, we love our fans. And at the end of the day, I know they'll show up and they'll be fired up help us play as well as we can play against what's a really good Texan football team. And certainly hats off to them. They've come a long way in a short period of time, with their draft picks, with Stroud and Anderson and the other group of guys that they've added to the mix. So they're a really good football team. It always makes, for a great rivalry when the two meet, with the state of Texas on the line and what that's all about. So we look forward to a great atmosphere tonight, but know our fans will show up and feel good about what that's going to look like.
Steven, I was watching the Texas and Arkansas game over the weekend, and I was just kind of curious as I was going through it. Is now that Texas is in the SEC, is that Arkansas's biggest rival? Is that the one they focus on, or is there something else there?
Well, I think historically Arkansas has always felt like Texas was one of their biggest rivalries. I don't know that, sometimes you feel like Texas certainly had some other ones, including obviously OU and A&M, but we've always looked forward to playing Texas. It's a huge deal for the people of Arkansas. It was a huge deal there Saturday in terms of the Longhorns coming in there. You could certainly feel the atmosphere. I didn't actually get to attend the game, but Jerry did, and a couple of others in our family did, and just said the atmosphere was amazing. And but hats off to the Longhorns. They got it done. I think had some opportunities late and some momentum, but didn't quite work out for my Hogs this time. But I've got a lot of family members, including three of my daughters who are Longhorns, and so we've got a little split family going on here. But hats off to the Longhorns and wish them nothing but the best as they move forward and have a shot to pursue a national championship.
Have y'all ever thought about tipping the scales on that rivalry and pumping all the NIL money into Arkansas and really just making this a no contest?
Well, we've got our own payroll, as you know, that keeps us busy. And I don't know that we need to add an NIL to it. The other thing is the NFL certainly has rules on the football side of things that really keep a finger on what an NFL owner can do in terms of NIL, which – course, as you know, would make sense.
That does make sense.
Come
yeah.
From college to the NFL, they keep a close eye on that, and it's really difficult to get involved in that aspect of it as an NFL owner.
Appreciate it very much, good sir. Best of luck this evening, and we'll catch up with you again next Monday.
Thanks a lot, guys. Great being on.
There you go. Steven Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan telling us a lot of things. The stakes have been upped for tonight as Texas is on the line.